This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Pollyhood, brought to you by Tangata Atumotu Trust.
Talo for love of my little lady, support of Naka Kirona, Talo Hene, Konichua, Niha, my warm Pacific greetings and a massive hello to each and every one of you. Whatever corner of this globe you're tuned in from, I'd like to welcome you to the Pollyhood Show, 96.9 Plains FM. And more importantly, I'd like to welcome Auckland from level 2.5, was it?
Yeah.
Welcome, Auckland. Thanks for joining the rest of New Zealand in level 1. Hopefully, you guys are doing good up there. Joseph, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Also, a special bula vanaka to all our Fijian community.
Mm.
It is the special Fijian Language Week.
Yes.
At the moment, which actually should lead us to upu of the week. And today's upu, Sam, please.
Is yadra.
Can I? Yadra.
Yeah. Yadra. So spelled Y-A-D-R-A.
Tell yadra. Us what it means. It
means good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you wake up in the morning, make sure you give that one a go. Yadra.
Yadra.
I'm going to use that more often now. Yadra.
Yeah, it's nice and easy.
Yes.
Have you been to Fiji before?
I have. Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, same. Yeah. I've been to Fiji too.
Oh. I was just
when
like,
you went to Japan?
I was going to say yes as in like a connect flight or something. I was like, I stayed there for 3 nights. Because the airport is on the other side of the island, what's the capital called? The main city, the main town. We just stayed at a hotel near, but man, lovely place, lovely people.
It was beautiful, yes. I've forgotten where I stayed as well, but you had to jump on a boat and go out to that hotel. It was beautiful.
I think I stayed at the Hilton, eh? Sorry about it.
Yeah, it was so cool to say Fiji. And it's funny because I was about to say, no, I haven't been to
same.
Fiji.
Yeah, same.
Like, no, you know, we have.
Yes, we have.
We spent 3 days there.
Mm.
We have a special guest, very entrepreneurial guest to join us. The beautiful and lovely Merik Gao is coming to join us for to talk about their Viti Creations in Z Creations. I say Creation NZ because it's spelt like that.
Yeah.
But Viti Creations is the name of their group that have come together, as a result of lockdown.
Mm.
So we're talking about 5 Fijian women that have come together in an effort to bring together their skills in a special project that she's going to speak about and hopefully gain a social enterprise status out of it.
Yes.
So she's here to talk to us about that after this. Pulawinaka, and as promised, we have, I was about to say in store, we have for you, but in studio with us right now is the lovely Mere, who's kindly joined us from, and correct me again if I say it wrong, is it Viti Creations?
That's right.
Excellent. And she's joining us today in studio to talk about Viti Creations, and basically because it's Fijian Language Week. Yes. So we have this opportunity to have our lovely guest in today. And also, Sam, you should probably start off with our three questions. Sorry, I've already prepped Mere for this because I did something really mean and I told her, I asked her if she had a song prepared to sing today and she
I
got really
ran out the door.
Yeah, she got really worried and until I said that I was joking. But so I prepped her for these, so she knows they're coming.
Okay.
Don't change the three questions.
Okay. The three questions are, the first question is, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is lovo food. Food that is cooked in the lovo. So there'll be palusami or chicken and pork, all cooked in lovo.
I always hate asking that question.
Yeah.
Because you're craving for food.
Exactly. Yeah. Every week it just makes us hungry. We're just like, oh. I need to change that question.
Yeah.
Second one, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie would be, I love Prison Break.
Prison Break?
Yep. So a TV series.
TV series.
Yes. I watched that one release and it was quite good.
Yeah.
Michael Scofield, eh?
Yes.
You're a very handsome looking man. I know what you're saying. And our final question is, if you could attend any concert of a past or present artist, who would you want to go to?
I'd love to attend one of Elton John's concert.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yes. Do you have a particular song?
Sacrifice.
Yeah, from Elton John. Oh, nice. Cool. Mm. We've had Elton John like a few times now. Of people who...
Fan favourite.
Yeah, currently a fan favourite. Who would have known? Elton John like a favourite of Pacifica.
Yes. I mean, no offence to our Pacifica... Yeah.
All right, on to Viti Creations. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this program, about Viti. Yeah, please.
Thank you, Sam and Sefa. Before I go on to explain about Viti Creations, I'd like to thank you for giving us an opportunity to come and share with you. Well, Viti Creations is an initiative of a group of friends here in Christchurch who have fellowship through you. A Know Your Bible session, and we have our fellowship every Saturday morning at 6:30.
6:30 in the morning?
That's right.
Wow. There'll be one group I can't make.
I'm over at the time, but I'm not at the gym.
Yeah. Good on you, man.
Yeah.
So you, how long has it been running for?
We started this fellowship group last year.
Yeah.
And through this fellowship group, with the Viti Creations was birthed from this after the lockdown, after the COVID-19 lockdown. So if you're asking when did Viti Creations start, it would be after the lockdown. So it's still very new.
Very new. Yeah. Cool. And I've got here a couple of lessons that you've learnt, that you've taken from that.
Yes, and, from the...
COVID-19.
Yes.
And you guys, there's we've got down here, like, you guys spoke about the impact on families and individuals.
That's right.
In particular, Fijian community.
Yes.
How was that in particularly handled?
You know, with our Pacifica, we a communal, we look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So with this COVID-19, with the isolation, we felt so alone, so not connected, and we've had families that have reduced hours from their workplace, and we're thankful for some agencies that have supported us with food and
basically connecting, right? Yes. And talking, yeah, fellowship, yeah, together, because at the end of the day, that's, if it's not money and food getting you, like, that's quite scarce. Mm. You need that communication.
Yes.
To talk to somebody to help you get those resources.
So we're very sociable, so we need to meet up and all that.
Yeah. I was just saying also on the notes here that during lockdown there was no connection, and you guys realized
that we needed the peer support. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because we felt that we were, with the lockdown, the anxiety crept in, and stress, and just knowing that there wasn't any plan B should the lockdown be prolonged. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how these VT creations came about. So we had to take ownership, and instead of just getting together, we used the time to do an activity that we will enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of activities do you do?
So we have decided to make earrings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And
are those the earrings you got right now?
That's right.
They're beautiful. Got
the massive earrings. So yes, we've thought of doing something that we love, and in the process we would be supporting each other for our own health and well-being. And this is something that we as mothers or carers lack in looking out for ourselves. So when we meet together as this group of ladies, not only we're doing something we love, we're also supporting each other.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So in making these, how did you come to earrings as your thing to like come together and make?
We thought of other things, but then one of the ladies, a very inspiring ladies in our group, Losana, suggested, okay, let's try making earrings.
Yeah.
None of us had done earrings before.
Mm. I was just going to say, like, have you had any experience?
No.
No experience.
Even for me personally, as I went in for our first session, I was surprised to see the tools that were to be used to make earrings. I didn't know that they had tools to make earrings.
Yeah.
So it was all a learning experience for us.
Can I ask, how many people in your group?
About five.
So five ladies, of you? Yeah. Five ladies. Okay, yes. All ladies. I was just imagining, what about men? Do they help make the earrings?
Oh, our men, they at the background supporting us with looking after the children.
Cool. Mm. Are you able to walk us through a little bit of the process of making the earring? First of all, you would have had a bit of help from Tangata Atumoto Trust.
Yes, when we started with that, our idea was picked up by Tangata Atumoto Trust, who kindly offered to buy basic materials and a couple of tool packs to start us off. And we're very grateful and thankful to Tangata Atumoto Trust for their kind gesture towards our initiative.
And so the what's in the tool pack to like make these earrings?
Intrigued. You've probably seen a carpenter's tool. They have the pliers, they have the screwdriver and all that. I should have brought the tools. Well, anyway, in a tool pack, it has these types of different sizes of pliers and tools to hold the earrings and put them together. And also we use glue and the different types of beads. So with this tapa earring, this is just masi, masi from our home. So we cut it up and we glue it together. And there's a particular tool used to make the hole and putting this ring, we call it the jump ring, in it.
Yeah.
And then the tools in the tool pack helps us to fold. It comes in long
wire.
So okay. We use it to
coil
it up.
Yes. Yeah, well, the earrings that you got on and you're holding in front of me look really nice, eh?
Yeah, I really wish I was able to wear earrings. Yeah.
Yes.
How long did it take to make that?
In a session, we have a 2-hour session. So in a session, we can make 4 to 5 pairs of earrings of masi that's already glued and stuck together.
Yeah. Do you just keep this or do you plan on selling them?
That is our goal. And that's the plan, to reach social enterprise and in the process to also help each of our families financially and keep it sustainable. So we are working towards selling.
Okay, yes. Yeah. And just putting it towards back to the community.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What other products do you reckon, you guys? Because myself, I'm like, okay, we've done earrings. I'd like to make a fan. Because, you only get these fans up in Auckland or if you come back from the island, so...
That's right, yeah. I don't see fans that you can buy here in Christchurch.
Okay, we'll look into that. We were also looking at other products like screen printing or tie and dye.
Yeah.
But we're also trying just to have something cultural with our products.
Yeah. Let me know when you make fans.
Okay.
I'll have maybe 5 or 10.
Cool. Yeah. Do you want to just quickly tell us about the sharing and learning that your group has done from, well, starting this process?
Okay. With the sharing and learning, so we've, from our fellowship, we thought of taking it into, putting sharing into practice. So in that way, we would be supporting each other with our health and well-being. One of our goals is to always have an element of our culture in the artwork, in this artwork, so that our children and families are still connected to our heritage. So that's why we use just materials from our culture, like the tapa or the coconut materials, like we call it mangi mangi. One of the ladies had used this to make the earrings out of it.
Wow. And that, sorry, what was that made from? Your belt you're wearing?
A coconut husk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coconut husk.
Yeah.
Well, like that looks really cool too.
Yeah.
I'd like one too.
And so you're thinking of taking this to becoming a social enterprise from this, selling and using the profits for just reinvesting into the community. And is there any sort of other materials that you'll be, like, I know there's tapa, you just said coconut husk. What else have you guys experimented with to put in the earrings as well?
We were also looking at fabric. We haven't really got into that, but one of the ladies has started making clay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So she was quite passionate with her clay making.
Mm.
She started with the clay, and she had to. It was quite a process for her to do that clay, because it involves baking too. So she baked them and then made earrings out of it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. As well, okay. So I can already see, like, earrings, the belts, being, like, socially responsible with your materials. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you guys would have had a bit of interest from the outside of the community.
Yes, we marvel at the interest from outside, like the interview with PMN radio station in Auckland, the famous Plains FM here in Christchurch.
It's us.
Canterbury Fiji community, and also the Tangata Atumotu Trust had made a profile on the group.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're looking at possible funding by Ministry of Social Development, which was referred from MPP, a referral from MPP. And then we've got a Facebook page.
Cool. And what is that? That's just under Viti Creations?
Viti Creations,
so yes. Viti, V-I-T-I, and Creations, spelt with creation with the N-Z on the end.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And launch?
We are hoping to have a launch on the 30th of October. And that at that time, it'll give us, we'll be in a better position to sell online. So we're looking at selling online.
Cool. And you guys have on your Facebook page, what have you got on there at the moment?
On our Facebook page, which is Viti Creations, the items displayed there are just testament of our perseverance. And in there you will find items that reflect our culture and passion, and there are more to come. And the items are all made with love.
Nice. Yeah, like, I like the I already like what you're wearing, the earrings here, so we should definitely put that on our Facebook page.
Yes. I'll get some earrings. I'll actually get you some. What is it called when you get is it an earring done or like a hole? It's just like
what? Pierce.
Yeah.
That's
the word. I'm gonna get my ear pierced just to get.
Have you ever had your ears pierced before?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I think it was just for like White Sunday.
Mm-hmm. White Sunday.
I was trying to be cool.
Yeah.
It didn't work out very well.
Nice. Okay,
and I can organize a fan for you with your name on it.
Yo,
customized fan.
Yes.
Mary, thank you so much for joining us the show today and speaking to us about Viti Creations. Because it is Fijian Language Week, and I am putting you on the spot for this one. Don't worry, it's not a song. But do you have a word, a Fijian word, you'd like to share with us? It could be anything that you've taken from the current project that you're working on.
Sao. Sao is earrings in Fijian.
Sao, okay.
I would like a sao, please.
Mm.
I'd like two saos.
Au kerean dona nongu sao.
Oh, man.
Can I please have an earring?
Yeah.
Au kerea
dona nongu sao.
Dona nongu sao. I'm going to have to, like, listen over to this and try to... Okay. Yeah. So, can you repeat the first bit again?
Au kerea. Enduana nongu sao.
Enduana nongu sao. So, what does that mean again?
Can I please have an earring?
Okay. So, I'll learn the first bit. Like, can I please have a?
And then I'll do the second bit.
Sao.
And then sao.
Too easy.
Cool. Again, thank you so much. We wish you and your group an awesome rest of 2020 and all the best. We hope, Sam and I will definitely be customers.
Mm. Yes, thank you.
We appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Safa.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 plus speaker, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
Those really nice earrings that they're planning on selling. You definitely liked what she was wearing today, right?
Yeah, she looked really nice.
Yeah, because I was thinking like, oh man, Eva would like, because Eva, whenever I go to those, market places, and people would sell these really nice like recycled bottles turned into like earrings and stuff.
Yes.
They look super cool when Eva wears them. But, like, I reckon that's becoming the fashion now, like, recycled jewellery, like, sustainable goods. These guys are in a good market, man.
Yeah. I would like one of the earrings that she was wearing, but the tupper to be cut in the shape of, like, a diamond. Like a diamond drop.
It was a diamond?
No, it was, like, almost like a rectangle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd like it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the tupper was cool. That's mean.
Yeah, definitely was.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you're just talking about a fan, and you're absolutely right. There's no, like, you can't get a fan here in Christchurch, eh?
Because you see, like, especially during summer at church or wherever, people are just, like, using paper or whatever, you know. And then you have that real old fan that you've had for, like, years that's slowly, like, you know, breaking
apart.
Yeah. And you still use it, and it makes this noise when you fan it. It's like...
And when someone... comes with someone's got a new fan, you automatically think, like, that person's been to Samoa more recently.
Yes. And she said she's going to make one with my name on it. So.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yes.
So special thank you to Viti Creations.
Yes, with a Z on the end.
With a Z on the end. Creations. Viti Creations.
Creations.
Yep. Do check out their Facebook page and please support them when they launch their range, which will be really cool.
30th.
I'll be in the line. 30th of October is when they're going to launch. If you miss this podcast or any other podcasts that we have had, including The Dose, you can find these podcasts on the Plains FM website or the Sam Sefa radio page weekly. We'd like to thank Tangata Otomotu Trust for sponsoring our podcasts, and we would like to wish you an awesome rest of Fiji Language Week and a safe, awesome weekend. So from Sam and I,
Hollywood.
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.